The Red Tulips. In Dartmoor, there once lived an elderly woman whose pride and joy was her flower garden. At a time when all the surrounding land was being given over to industry and farming, the old lady had created her garden as a small haven to beautiful flowers alone. The jewel in the crown of her garden was the most exquisite bed of red tulips ever seen, by human eye, or otherwise. You see, it was not just the lady's human neighbours who had commented upon the tulips. Their velvety petals had caught the eye of her much smaller neighbours, a settlement of fairies that made their home in an adjoining meadow. Each full moon, the fairies would carefully deposit their babies into the soft globes of the tulip petals. The gentle bob and sway of the flower heads in the evening breeze would lull the little ones into a deep sleep. As soon as the last infant had closed its eyes, the fairies would return to their meadow to dance and make merry, until the first glow of dawn light crept over the horizon. Under the early morning sun, the fairies would return to the makeshift nursery, collecting the still yawning babies up into their arms with great delight. The love of the fairy folk for the flowers only made them grow more beautiful, keeping their rosy petals fresh even in the winter time, and gave them a heavenly scent. The old woman was so touched by the blessing of her tiny neighbours that she would not allow a single flower to be picked from the bed, so that no baby would go without a cosy crib during the full moon festivities. Time passed, and, being only human, the old woman eventually passed too. The heir to her estate was a practical-minded man who saw only a waste of good land when he looked out onto her flower beds. In short order, he had them all ripped up, even the delicate red tulips, and replaced them with beds of herbs and vegetables. Years he spent tending that kitchen garden, and years of frustration was all that he reaped, for he had so offended the fairies by destroying their beloved nursery that they would not permit a single thing to thrive in the garden. The soil would support no living thing, no seed would sprout, and every herb planted there would wither pitifully before the next sun up. The old woman's grave, on the other hand, was teeming with life. Strangely, for no human caretaker was ever seen to tend the grave. No weeds sprouted there, only the most beautiful flowers grew. And on each full moon, these bobbed and weaved in the wind, as if listening intently to a faraway song.